WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A DPS trooper was shot and killed late yesterday afternoon south of Fairfield, and the suspect was captured less than 5 hours later near Prairie View. According to DPS, 41-year-old trooper Damon Allen was shot during a traffic stop on Interstate 45 in southern Freestone County. The suspect, Dabrett Black, was captured less than 5 hours later following more gunfire where no injuries were reported. The construction of College Station's new HEB shopping center at Welburn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, along with the future closure of Kane Road, has city officials pursuing land for new streets. That's according to comments from Mayor Carl Mooney during our show.
We are in the process of acquiring property that will extend General Parkway up so folks will not have to go up to Dowling or all the way down to Rock Prairie Road. That's going to be helpful. It will also be helpful then for those businesses that are already along the old Welburn Road that is parallel to the tracks that would otherwise suffer with just the simple closing of Kane Road.
Replacing Kane Road to cross the railroad tracks to get to Welburn is Deacon, where Mooney says the future includes traffic signals at that intersection. This week's College Station City Council meeting included authorizing $11 million in bond financing for future projects. Finance Director Mary Ellen Leonard answered Councilman Jerome Rechterick's question regarding how bonds will be repaid from the city's new Southeast Park.
Of the $6 million, what is the estimated percentage of general funds and estimated percentage for hot tax funds, if any, that is planned to be spent here?
The $6 million that's on the debt reimbursement resolution is entirely the general fund portion of the Southeast Park. There is no hot fund.
Another $4.3 million will go to other city parks, mostly at Central Park for repairing the parking lot, pavilion, and restrooms, and installing new lights. And $200,000 will go towards sidewalks, notably along Munson from Harvey to Dominick. The BCS Salvation Army recently received results of a study done by the Bush School at Texas A&M.
The number one need was, where's my next meal going to come from?
Captain Paul Ryerson says the study confirmed the number one service that is done at the local Salvation Army, which is now at record numbers.
In 2016, we served 16,000 people who were just coming in the door saying, I need something to eat. That's 320,000 pounds of food that went out our door.
Ryerson says in each of the last 2 weeks, requests have jumped from more than 80 families to more than 140 families. The captain's comments are from WTAW's weekly interview with representatives of United Way of the Brazos Valley and its partners agencies. The third of four suspects has been arrested for their part in an armed robbery of a College Station drug dealer. 21-year-old Bobby Ray Jones of College Station, according to the arrest report, fired a handgun that grazed the head of the dealer and gave the dealer's roommate a concussion after striking him on the head with the gun. The attack took place the night of June 30th at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road after the dealer told police he could sell the suspect some marijuana but wasn't able to get the drugs from his supplier. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan expects federal lawmakers to be busy for the next 4 weeks. Speaking on our show, Flores says the first 2 weeks of December will be spent by a joint House-Senate committee working out tax reform legislation, then voting on the compromise the third week of December. Flores will pursue what he calls tweaks in the present proposals,
particularly with respect to the treatment of tuition for grad students, because that affects three institutions in this district.
Flores says it's hard to find a reason to vote no on the final proposal at this point in time. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 43 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning. It's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your local nationwide agents, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of sunshine with us for today. High temperature between 70 and 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, cool, and down between 50 and 54. Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up. Sunshine mid-70s on Saturday. Clear at night, low 50s. Mostly sunny on Sunday and back up between 70 and 74. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking all of the high school football playoff games. Both CSISD schools, College Station High and A&M Consolidated, will be in action this weekend. So we'll hear a little bit from the coaches of each of those prospective teams, as well as Fighting Texas Aggie football closes out the regular season tomorrow at LSU. Could this be the first year since joining the SEC? Actually, could this be the first time in six tries that A&M could beat LSU? Let's hear for a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin.
You know, they utilize a lot of shift, trade, motion, things like that to get you out-gapped, to get a guy out of a gap.
Coach talking a little bit about the Tigers' running game. They are pretty good. Darius Geis ran for 285 yards against the Aggies last year. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Sumlin coming up, as well as touching on some NFL football, all that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, repeat that part slowly. How many yards?
285.
That's right.
And four touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So there you go.
That's all right. And they had a guy named Fournette before that.
Right.
Yeah.
There have been a few.
And they had Leonard Fournette last year, but he was injured.
Yeah.
And Darius Geis, who was his backup, ran for 285 yards.
So you guys watched the Egg Bowl last night?
I didn't.
I watched the very end of it, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, see, I watched most of it. And so there's Fitzgerald, and he goes around left end, and wow, you know, so he's hurt, and I'm going, huh, let me go back and look at that.
Oh.
In slow motion.
No.
And I'm going, oh, it looks like the guy rolled on his ankle. Then he lifts his leg up, and I goes, oh, no, wait, the foot is not supposed to point that way.
Oh, yikes.
Oh,
no.
I mean,
oh, it was bad.
Basically, it was gruesome.
Yeah.
It really, really was.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I saw the alert come on my or come through on my phone. And I thought, uh-oh, that's not good for Mississippi State.
Well,
and
then, you know, within the realm of we just can't have nice things, we, you know, Ole Miss has got their problems ahead of them. But in the fourth quarter, you hear about what the kid did when he scored the touchdown?
Yes. He lifted his leg like a dog, like marking his territory.
Yeah. I mean.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
And then a guy, I think his name is Sparks, who had a great ball game.
Okay.
Probably going and leaving early to go to the NFL. Basically punches a kid in the face twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
In the last minute of the ball game. And is waving to the fans as he leaves. I'm going, why would you do that to your program? Why did the coach allow that to happen? I mean, just...
Well, obviously, that's big. But there are a couple of things that kind of negate it. One, they won.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
in a game that they were heavily underdogs in. And two, they're not going to be able to play in a bowl game because of the NCAA sanctions. So... what do you have to lose?
Well,
that's their last game of the year.
But what do you, what
so
you
that
have
makes
to
it
lose?
Okay to punch what someone
you,
in the face?
No,
what
no,
you
no.
have
did
to
I
lose
say
is
that?
Your reputation.
Did I
know,
say that?
I am.
I
no,
did not say
I
that.
Know. I know what you're saying.
And
but,
I think you guys probably have watched an episode or two of Last Chance U.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, after you watch that, it's kind of funny for a while, and then you just see that, man, what a sad situation that is. And it's over, and it's a, what, community college kind of thing over in Mississippi?
Yeah, it's in Mississippi, and then you got the coach getting in fights and stuff.
Yeah, it's just, anyway. It's whatever it is. Hey, by the way, today is Sinky Day also. This is when you eat over the sink.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Sinky Day.
Ooh,
Guys would get that.
I just saw the video. Yeah, that's...
Foot's not
supposed to go that direction.
No, it's not. So, I mean, if you want to see that, that's fine. And kudos to ESPN. They showed the play again three or four times, but they didn't show the end where he's raising his foot up where you can see.
And by the way, Nick Fitzgerald's a tough dude. He came back out.
Well, he didn't play. Oh, okay.
He came back out on the sideline. It wasn't like he was watching it from the locker room or anything.
No, I'm not diminishing it, but you know they gave him a shot before he left the field. I'm sure he was in no pain, but he did to come back out and do that. All right, so it's going to take apparently a week for your body to get back to the normal state after what you did yesterday.
No, I don't believe that. It's normally like that for me.
Too much food, too much drink, too much family, too much shopping.
Yep.
And when it comes to food, gulping down incredible numbers of calories this weekend, including the above average amount of sweets, according to nutrition scientists, your body will not recover until Thursday, November 30th. So just saying.
Okay.
All right, whatever you want to do. Now, the bread-type substance that has celery and onions and stuff like that. Stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
It's dressing.
Okay, what's the difference?
Stuffing is when it's in the turkey.
Yeah.
Which is why I call ours stuffing.
Okay, you put
boom.
It... Do you eat it out of the turkey?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's gross.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I just stuff it,
you bake the turkey, or put the turkey in the oven, and then you take it out, you take out the stuffing, and then you eat it.
But you know how you get that stuffing in there?
You put it in there?
Yeah.
Well, you got to...
Yeah.
Well, but you've washed it out and it's cooked.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, there are some regional situations. Dressing seems to be the favorite in the southern states, like Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia. Stuffing preferred in Maine, New York, and other northern areas.
Maybe that's why I call it stuffing.
Could be. My parents are
from New York.
Yeah, a bunch of Yankees.
Yeah. But I tend to agree with you. I think it's because of what you've done.
Yeah.
You've placed it inside the cavity of the bird. And so as
you
a result,
stuffed the bird.
Yeah. And so you get,
we don't stuff our bird. We just have the dressing on the side. And a lot of times there's like turkey in it.
Oh, all right.
Like
pulled
turkey turkey pieces and stuff. Yeah,
I got you. Okay.
We did raisins and it was delicious.
Raisins.
Yeah. Raisins in the stuffing.
Tomorrow's eat a cranberry day.
Just a cranberry?
No,
apparently just one. Hmm. Maybe one that
raw
you found.
Raw cranberries are not good.
They're really, you have to know. You know, if you like it, that's fine. But know what you're getting into. Yeah, know what you're getting into. They would be. All right, so anyhow, there's some people out there this morning. And by the way, it's going to be 75 today.
Yeah, it's going to warm up quite a bit.
South winds, and tomorrow may be an ideal day. High of 78 with northeast winds, which means the humidity won't be a problem. So that'll be okay. About 73 on Sunday and same thing on Monday and Tuesday. So we've got lots of sunshine. Actually, I know it sounds weird, but you might want to run your sprinkler. It's probably been a while since you've had a little water on your lawn.
True.
I mean, you don't think about it this time of year, but nonetheless, something to do. In the meantime, so there are some people out apparently getting some deals in this Black Friday thing. Mm-hmm. I know it's been in all the papers. So... there are stores that have a bunch of stuff that was just wrapped up, and all they have to do is unwrap it, right? And so what you'd like to do is be able to get to the front of the line if you possibly could. But if you're in a place where that's a little bit of a problem, well, apparently a guy offered a solution jokingly to the crowds in that he was willing to offer a Walmart employee's vest for $100.
Oh, I heard about that.
And people took him up on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
One guy on Twitter got into the action by offering his Walmart manager's vest, while another said he'd sell his Best Buy employee shirt. So what, you can sneak through enemy lines?
So you can skip the lines and take whatever
you
want?
What is that about?
I don't know.
Like, that's insane. How do you think people aren't going to...
No.
You know, how is your employer not going
to
find out?
You have to have your employee badge on. Yeah, and then if you need the vest back, hello? You going to get that back?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Work for you?
They bought it. It's theirs.
All right. If you know people who are traveling during the holidays on, like, airplanes, a writer from Inc.com has said we should all be doing this one thing to protect ourselves from germs while we're on the plane.
Okay.
Because humans are, of course... big-time germ
carriers.
Yeah, we do. And because that flip-down tray table is your little desk when you're home away from home office, or maybe it'll actually be food that you'll put on it, This guy suggests that we take a new garbage bag on with us onto the airplane and place it over the tray.
Really?
Because
you won't look weird doing
it. No, of course, you sanitize the tray with some. What are you going to do? You bring like 5 handy wipes with you and do that?
Right.
You know, and then what you do is you toss the bag when you're done, you know, or give it to
that's strange.
Flight attendant. Well, but it keeps you germ free.
I guess if you really care.
Yep. And then you use the Lysol wipes on the armrest that the
I've never wiped down anything on a plane. Fly all the time, and I've never done anything like that.
And once again, if you were exposed to a lot of germs early in life, it
probably doesn't
matter.
I was going to say, nor have I ever worried about it.
Well, that's also the other thing that you might want
to do. Well, I think Chelsea ate dirt when she was a child, didn't she?
Yeah, all the time.
All right. Well, see, and that
dirt,
that,
grass, it bugs.
Bugs?
Yeah,
bugs.
I don't have it right in front of me. I got a bug story. We'll do that a little bit later on, too, so we can do that. And a rental car insurance company contacted detectives in Stamford, Connecticut, saying that they had information that a rental car had been stolen from Hertz and was reported to be in the city. An investigator found the car, spotted a man getting in. So the investigator stops the driver to do some questioning. He's 70 years old, still had the rental contract in his glove compartment, and it showed the car, valued at about $15,000, was rented at the airport in Rhode Island 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
It's like a Redbox DVD.
Exactly. At a rate of $792 per week.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, that's an expensive. Yeah, yes. Hertz. Yeah.
The man was charged with second-degree larceny, but he, in fact, may be able to avoid conviction if he just pays the contract's weekly term.
So how much is it? Does it say what the total is?
$25,344.
Good. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I mean,
but it's you know,
he might be able to get out of it.
Instead of going to jail,
ends up not having a record because of that.
Yeah.
Good work.
And he's 70?
70. There you go.
He knows better.
Well, and again, I thought they had GPSs on them by then.
Right. I would have thought so, too.
Just go find the car.
Yeah.
Well, the folks at IKEA, I know. Go ahead. The folks at IKEA.
IKEA.
Yeah, have announced a recall of 29 million chests and dressers that can easily tip over, if not anchored to a wall.
Yeah. Well, they had this, unless this is kind of the same report, they had this problem a few months ago because kids will pull on, like, the dresser drawer knobs,
right.
and that's the issue. That's the safety issue.
It was in June, the death of a toddler in California.
Yep.
So what they're doing is they are reminding people, once again, because apparently not enough people got in touch with them.
Mm.
Company tweeted, "Act now. Those with recalled chests receive a refund with free pickup or a free anchoring kit to install."
Mm.
And then how to contact them. So if you happen to have one of those IKEAs and you want to do that, then you might want to take advantage.
Just get some rope, tie a couple knots, maybe to a doorknob or something.
Be good.
They must not have anything in them if they're able to tip over that easily.
Well,
just saying.
Or if they have something in the top drawers and not the bottom drawers.
And not the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're not anchored down.
Well, stable.
But who just puts stuff in the top drawer?
Tall people.
Or who doesn't know about that. Who doesn't anchor it to the wall?
Well,
I can't imagine that they didn't include those.
But I wouldn't think to anchor a dresser
Anchored a dresser drawer to the wall.
Okay, have you bought anything from IKEA?
No.
Okay, it's really overpriced
and it's
cheap.
And it's flimsy.
Yeah, it is. And lots of sharp edges, too.
Yeah,
so, it's not really that good.
Yeah.
But anyway, sometimes people want it. Say goodbye to the original McDonald's. Yep, they are getting rid of the very first store located in suburban Des Plaines outside of Chicago. It was opened in 1955 by Ray Kroc, who franchised the brand, clearly, from the brothers Richard and Maurice McDonald. The original store actually torn down in 1984, but portions of it had remained and was being used as a McDonald's Store Number 1 museum.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yep. Now, however, the Mickey D's people say visitors to the museum have declined to the point where it's no longer profitable to keep it open.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is apparently that the land that it's on has flooded repeatedly since 2008.
That'll put a damper on things.
It really would. It really would. I didn't report this earlier this week, and I should have. The highest paid models in the world.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, you know, one of these days, Tom Brady won't be the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
He's going to retire.
One of these days, you know, he'll just be off his game enough that he just won't be able to start. Or, he, like you say, he'll retire. Well, it's happened to Giselle.
Uh-oh.
She is no longer the highest paid model in the world.
She got knocked off the top.
She did. Kendall Jenner.
Oh,
what?
Gosh.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I wonder, though, if that money that they include is
from her family.
Is, well, yeah, is from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and or if it's just from her modeling gigs.
Sure. $22 million, no matter what it is, or
right.
No matter how she got it. It's
yeah.
22.
And she does do a lot
of stuff.
I mean, she's the face of Estee Lauder.
Oh,
like,
that's a pretty good
That's
deal.
Ridiculous.
Call her.
Yeah, someone needs to teach those children not to climb on those.
Well, you're right. That's also true. But, you know, you leave a munchkin to their own devices, and sometimes they do things that are not healthy and sometimes very unhealthy. So anyway, at $22 million, Giselle with a scrawny 17.5.
Oh, man.
Jeez, Giselle.
Well, when you think about it, too, Kendall's in her prime. She doesn't have any kids. She's not, you know, this is where Giselle was at her age.
Yep.
And so it makes sense.
Her first appearance in the Forbes list was in 2015 when she raked in $4 million. So she's got 85 million Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned,
I'm one of them.
Okay, you mentioned Estee Lauder, La Paria, I don't know what that is, and Adidas are also others that she does. So number three is Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen,
John Legend's wife.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And Adriana Lima in at number four.
Okay.
Gigi Hadid.
Yep. Her and Kendall are like besties.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now she can really lord over.
Yeah.
Hey, I make 22, you're only making 9.5.
Right, exactly.
and they don't even have to break a sweat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. Was Bella Hadid on there?
Bella was, I think, number nine.
Okay.
I didn't put
them
all
Gigi's
on there.
That's Gigi's sister. I was just curious.
Nobody runs into them. Nobody throws baseballs at them. Nobody does any of that stuff.
They don't eat. It's a hard life.
Okay. And you have to walk down the runway in those shoes, Scott.
Well,
you try that.
Yeah, that's right. And that young lady fell.
I know.
The Victoria's Secret thing.
Yep.
I know. It's got to be a tough life.
Yeah.
And once again, you know, if you gain a pound, you probably go apoplectic, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to...
You're walking around in your underwear all day.
Well, and then there's that, too.
That actually sounds pretty fun.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit chowder potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 727. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, anyway, going to be a nice day today, 74 or so, with winds out of the south. Then tonight, only down to about probably 50. We will have a wind shift, so tomorrow the winds will be out of the northeast, only about 5 miles an hour, and the high temperature will be 78 degrees. And we'll be in the 70s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with lots of sunshine. Right now, calm winds out there. We have fair skies, and it's 43.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Liberals in Denver hate President Trump's deportation crackdown, so now they've come up with a way to fight back. And the Washington Post says that it was surprisingly simple. Here's the backdrop. When an illegal immigrant is busted for a crime, the federal government requires that ICE be notified if the crime carries a sentence of a year or more. So here's what liberals in Denver did. They rewrote their laws. Many of the crimes that used to trigger ICE notification will no longer carry a sentence of a year. See? Surprisingly simple. Crimes like shoplifting and trespassing will be punished less severely. Serve a few months in jail and you walk. But under the new approach, the sentences for domestic violence and simple assault have also been reduced. Only repeat offenders would be sentenced to a year or more. So you get that? To protect illegal aliens from deportation, liberals in Denver just gave all first-time domestic violence offenders a break. A guy who beats his wife or girlfriend now serves less time in jail. He might even be able to get away with it twice, depending on how repeat offender is defined. Now, if he happens to be an illegal alien domestic abuser, Denver liberals want to make sure he's not deported so that he can stay here and do it again. All so they can claim victory resisting Trump. See? Surprisingly simple. You just cave your own culture.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Everybody knows Black Friday is coming up, but now you can get early access to Simply Safe's Black Friday sale. $200 off Simply Safe's holiday security system. This system is a true bestseller. It's a 13-piece arsenal that covers your whole house. Simply Safe has made everything about security effortless. It takes less than an hour to set up. That's because the system is built on a wireless platform. Simply Safe has no long-term contract. It's just $15 a month for best-in-industry 24/7 alarm monitoring. And with Simply Safe, you're never locked into a long-term contract. It's month-to-month, giving you total flexibility. Do not miss the chance to save $200 during Simply Safe's special pre-holiday sale. Visit SimplySafeUSA.com to check it out now for a limited time. SimplySafeUSA.com to get an amazing $200 off your home security system. SimplySafeUSA.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A 22-year-old College Station man out on parole has been arrested three times this month. College Station police responding to a report of a suspicious person Wednesday morning outside a home on Pine Ridge near Lemon Tree Park resulted in the arrest of Tyler Sanchez on charges of giving a fake name and violating his parole from guilty pleas 2 years ago for his part in 27 vehicle burglaries. According to online jail records, Sanchez was arrested by Bryan Police November 5th for evading arrest and possession of marijuana, and again on the 17th for theft and unlawful possession of a firearm. The online records also indicate it's the 12th time Sanchez has been in jail in the last 5 years. A College Station woman was taken to the hospital Wednesday evening, to be checked out for possible internal bleeding and a possible dislocated shoulder. That's after College Station police responded to the Mark Apartments on Harvey on a neighbor's report of a disturbance. After the victim reported she was strangled and struck, 29-year-old Christopher Eugene Jones was arrested for family violence assault. According to online records, this is the 9th time Jones has been in the Brazos County Jail in the last 6 years. A Texas state trooper is dead after he was shot on a Thanksgiving traffic stop in East Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety says 41-year-old trooper Damon Allen was killed yesterday following a traffic stop on Interstate 45 near Fairfield. Authorities say Allen was shot with a rifle and died at the scene. The suspect, Dabrett Black, was caught last night near Prairie View. Results of a recent study done by the Bush School at Texas A&M for the BCS Salvation Army showed the number one need is where local residents are going to get their next meal. Army Captain Paul Ryerson says that confirmed their statistics, where 16,000 people were given 320,000 pounds of food last year.
We have hit record numbers of people coming to search for food. Usually we see between 80 to 90 families a week. Well, the last 2 weeks, we've gone over 140 families each week.
Ryerson and his wife have restructured food distribution in the year and a half they've been here.
We moved it to a different day of the week, and we worked with the local food bank, who's very supportive of our work. And we were able to provide not just the non-perishable goods or canned goods, that sort of thing, but through this reinfrastructure, been able to provide fresh produce and dairy and meat and eggs and milk.
The captain's comments are from WTAW's weekly interview with representatives of United Way of the Brazos Valley and its partner agencies. The city of College Station has an unexpected $200,000 in its street budget. That's after the city council approved at this week's meeting a change order reducing the cost of widening Greens Prairie Trail between Welburn and Reuter Roads. Public Works Director Donald Harmon was asked to give an explanation.
The original contract is based on estimated quantities. At the end of each project, we go in and measure actual installed quantities and then do a true-up accounting and a change order to reflect those actual installed units. In this particular case, we had a significant difference because there was an engineering estimate error that accounted for a doubling of some sidewalk costs. So that's why this is so significant.
There was no discussion as to how the additional money will be spent. One of College Station's congested traffic intersections is on the list for future improvements. Mayor Carl Mooney talked about what's to come at Holloman and Harvey Mitchell during a visit on our show.
You're not going to be able to make a left coming out of Holloman onto 2818 from either direction.
Right.
All right. Instead, you're going to go down. You'll have as many as four lanes at one point, and you'll be able to come around. There'll be a traffic light. There's a long queue that will be set up. And it's just going to help in both directions up and down the road.
Mooney also said the city is negotiating to buy land to extend at General Parkway, which is parallel into the west of Old Welburn Road. Federal tax reform legislation could be sent to the president by the third week of December. That's the timeline shared by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on our show. Flores expects a 50-member conference committee will negotiate the first 2 weeks of December.
And there'll be 25 from the House, 25 from the Senate. It'll be bipartisan, but of course, we're in the majority on each side. We'll have more on the conference committee than the other side.
At this point in time, Flores says it's hard to find a reason to vote no on the final proposal.
The current tax code is an abomination. So I voted for something that is materially better. I haven't seen anything toxic in either bill. I don't like the Senate bill as much, but still, it's a lot better than the status quo.
Flores expects the conference committee will include 25 members from each chamber. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 43 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornham and Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. I recently had a family contact us that has a child with special needs. And we were able to design a pool that served as at-home therapy for this young man. A place where he could get both the quantity and quality of time he needed in the safety and security of his home and his family. And I can tell you it was extremely rewarding to be a positive part of that story. And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Sunshine Fun Pools, offering special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want, up to a $4,000 value, and only during the months of November and December. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343. That's 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, 739, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Lots of sunshine with us for today. High temperature between 70 and 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, cool, and down between 50 and 54. Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up. Sunshine, mid-70s on Saturday. Clear at night, low 50s. Mostly sunny on Sunday, and back up between 70 and 74. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Turkey Day was not kind to the Dallas Cowboys. They were blown out once again, this time 28-6 to the L.A. Chargers. Quarterback Dak Prescott threw two interceptions on the day. He's now got five over his last two games.
We're in a funk or whatever you want to call it, and it's not fun to be in. We've just got to figure out ways to get out of it, as you said, me individually, and just this offense collectively. We gotta get back to work and continue to do that and just, like I said, figure out what's going on and get out of this.
We'll touch more on the Cowboys as well as high school football in action today. Postseason, the area rounds, it'll be a couple of teams from CSISD going to be playing. We'll cover those, hear from the coaches, as well as Aggie football in action tomorrow. So lots and lots of football, all that more coming up in sports.
So the three of us don't know anything more than anybody else having to do with, well, you know, football changes and stuff.
Right.
Aggies play tomorrow at 6:30 in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just got any thoughts on how things might play out?
Tomorrow, in the game or after the game?
Yeah,
or
after the game, I think. Yeah.
I think we're going to see the best game of Kevin Sumlin's career tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to win.
Yep.
And then they're going to let him go.
Okay. And you think will they let him go? And then how soon before they announce the replacement, in your opinion? Let her finish, and then
okay.
I'll come over to you.
Okay.
Well, a temporary replacement, or like who's going to, like a permanent replacement?
You know, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't know. I really don't know who they would name as interim for the bowl game.
Right.
And then I literally have no idea who they're looking at for this position if they do truly decide to let him go.
Okay.
Your guess is completely
okay.
Random and as good
Zach,
as mine.
What do you got?
So with the new early signing period, the new signing date for college football, it's even more important that you end up getting all your ducks in a row early on. That way you can get these recruits to sign on. So I think that coaching changes will be coming much quicker than they have in the past even. So I think if A&M does let Kevin Sumlin go, they've already got a handshake deal somebody.
Yeah.
Do they announce on Sunday? Do they announce on Monday? What do you think?
To my new coach or Kevin Sumlin?
Well, the
I think they announce Kevin Sumlin on Monday, because actually it might behoove them to do it on Sunday because we're all going to be in Baton Rouge, going to be traveling for the media, so you won't have that many people coming in. They might announce it on Sunday and have a press conference on Monday. That's typically how those things will go because, like I said, you know, when you've got recruits that are thinking, maybe I'll come to Texas A&M, and all of a sudden they see the head coach is gone and the signing date is in December, they're thinking, well, all of a sudden there's these changes. I'm going to start looking somewhere else. But if A&M says, well, you know, we don't have the same head coach, but we've got this guy coming in and he's done this X, X, Y, and Z, then they can say, oh, well, in that case, I think I'll stick around. So I think the transition will be pretty quick.
Well, the deal, you know, we've got my thought is that they announce it on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that they have to have somebody already in place for that to happen. But, you know, to get somebody into this, which is, I mean, okay, A&M is a first-tier university in a lot of ways, but in football, they're, you know, okay, they're in the top third, but they're not in the top 5%. And so you probably need to bring a name in. You don't want to have to explain where this person came from.
Right.
That wouldn't help any. And that, there's a finite number of those guys out there, and there's going to be a lot of jobs open.
I don't understand, especially the national talking heads who come back and say, well, you're A&M, know your place. You haven't been that great in football. There have been some good years, no doubt, and you have won national championships back when Hitler was around. But, you know, you need to know your place in the pecking order. You're not Oklahoma. You're not Alabama.
Why is that not accurate? Why is that not
because
accurate?
Because if you have the funds, if you have the ability to go out and get a top-tier, big-name coach,
right,
and you have sunk the kind of money into it that A&M has, you should expect to win. You should expect to be in that top tier of the programs.
But you're not right now.
You're not right now, but saying, well, you need to just stay where you are as opposed to try and better yourself, that's a dumb, stupid argument.
Okay.
And people also look at Kevin Sumlin's overall work, but they're not looking at it in context when you don't follow Texas A&M.
Right.
You don't see the 1-9 home field record against SEC West opponents. Mm-hmm. You don't see, kind of falling down in November. I think a lot of people realize that.
Yeah.
But they look and say, well, he's 8-5 every year. You're Texas A&M. You should be happy with that.
And if he wins tomorrow, and it's just bad timing. Like, that's the hard part, is people are saying, well, why would they get rid of him? And, you know, I've been kind of that. I've been back and forth on how I feel about it. But in the end, it's just, it's you have to look at the whole work as a, you know, his whole career.
I, for one, don't think they should fire him. But they will. I don't think they should.
Yeah. But
just because he's brought a lot of recruits in. And he is an 8-win coach. Yeah. And maybe sometimes he'll be a 9 or 10
win.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, I've always been a Kevin Sumlin fan. Yeah. And I my biggest thing was, why get rid of him if you don't have that big get?
If you don't have something better.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, so especially when there is time left on his contract. That's just my opinion.
Strange things happen, so we'll see. I was telling Louis a story about back in, crisscross applesauce. Here we go. An old day, back in the good old days. I want to say it was about 1975 or 6.
Okay.
A guy named Steve Sloan was the coach at Vanderbilt, okay? And Vanderbilt played Texas Tech in a bowl game.
Okay.
And Steve Sloan, left Vanderbilt to go to Texas Tech.
Oh.
And they announced it before the bowl game.
Oh, awkward.
Weird.
So they made a deal about it, how he's on one sideline today, and tomorrow he will be the coach of the team on the other sideline.
By the way, that was in 74.
Was it? Okay.
The Peach Bowl, and that was a tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
A 6-6
and they tied?
Yeah, they tied.
Right. Oh, well, at least they tied.
Yeah. Again, wasn't that quaint. But, yeah, that was one of the stranger switches that took place back in the day when they used to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty awkward.
Well, yeah, okay, with that in mind. Hey, I just saw that the Blade Runner dude, who had a birthday this week, is that right? Oscar
Pistorius?
Yeah.
They doubled his sentence.
Doubled his sentence to 13 years in 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a different, and that's in South Africa.
Right.
That's a different
system.
It is, but judge just said, no, it's not enough.
I was going to say, usually, if anything, like when appeals or whatever goes on, there's like reduced sentence.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, no, we're actually going to double it.
Yeah.
We found a little bit more.
Here we go. Yeah. You're going to stay longer.
I mean, has new evidence come to light or something?
I don't know
what
happened. I'm not sure.
Again, it's different system, so
right.
not sure
I don't think that would fly in
works,
the U.S.
But nonetheless, the fact that, and it says here, it took only moments to decide it.
Wow.
So he was convinced. All right, it's 7:47. This on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When my two sons, Trent and Troy, were born, I thought they would be a lot alike. More importantly, I thought we'd be able to raise them exactly the same way. After all, they were only born a couple of years apart and would grow up in the same home, right? With the same parents. Man, was I wrong. My boys do share a lot of the same interests, But spend an afternoon with each of them, and you'll find out just how different they really are. Trent is thoughtful and super smart. In fact, he may be the smartest one in the whole family, but sometimes he struggles in school and doesn't get very good grades. Troy is a lot more competitive. He likes to get good grades and to hear praise from his mom and me. He's also easygoing. He rolls with the punches. That's the kind of guy he is. When it comes to parenting, though, what works for Trent doesn't always work for Troy. My guess is your kids are like that, too. Some things about your children will change over the years as they mature and grow, but their personalities will mostly stay the same. They are who they are, and that means the rules and guidelines we impose on our children ought to be designed to guide them, not change them. To parent effectively, you have to know your child. The intricacies of their personality are like a trail of breadcrumbs. Each little nuance is a clue that tells you how to best engage that child and guide them to becoming the great men and women you hope they will be. To help your child thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Round one of the high school football playoffs was kind to the teams from CSISD. A&M Consolidated had no problem with White House, blowing past the Wildcats 35-7. This week, it's on to the area round and offensive powerhouse Hutto. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the high-flying Hippos.
Yeah, they're a very good football team, and you bring it up. They were young a long time ago. I played against them when I was head coach at Rogers when we were Class 2A, and they definitely got the growth. But I'll tell you, it'll be one of the talented groups that we played. Outstanding. It starts on their offense. Their quarterback has been phenomenal, probably the best quarterback we've faced all year, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense. But I can tell you, I'm glad it's their offense and going against our defense, and this is going to be a good test for us because that quarterback, he can throw the ball around. If you give him time, he's going to hurt you, but he gets the ball out quick. But, you know, they can also run the ball when they need to, so we've got to come out and play a great job on defense.
Kickoff between the Tigers and Hippos is tonight at 7:30 at Waller ISD Stadium. Pregame gets underway at 7 over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, it was easy going for College Station in the first round as well as the Cougars blasted Jacksonville 65-0. With a win, Coach Steve Huff and the guys advanced to take on the Georgetown Eagles.
They've got a couple of really good receivers, one really, really good receiver. And they just do a good job getting the ball to him. They move him around. He does not play one position. He's going to line up in all positions, and I think that's one way where you're able to get the ball. You can't set your secondary to just where he's going to be at on the left side or on the right side. And also, a key to this guy is trying to get some pressure on him, you know, to throw him without pressure. And they do such a good job in the running game also that it opens up the passing game. And they're just strong, very, very balanced.
Things are underway tomorrow afternoon at 2 at Waco ISD Stadium. Broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM. In some other postseason matchups, Brazos Christian heads to the Woodlands this evening to take on Shiner St. Paul at 7. And Buffalo is in Bullard, squaring off with West Rusk at 1 p.m. on Willie 103.5. Of course, all of the games that Brian Broadcasting is covering can be found on RadioAggieland.com. In the college game, the Aggies are gearing up for a big matchup tomorrow as they head to Baton Rouge to take on 18th-ranked LSU. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Tigers' elite running game.
Darius Geis is a guy that we know well from really being Leonard Fournette's backup, but had an explosive kick return a couple years ago. Really an explosive runner with with great speed and power. Darrell Williams, you know, is another a bigger back that they use. You know, they utilize a lot of shift trade motion, things like that, to get you out-gapped, to get a guy out of a gap.
LSU running back Darius Geis ran for a career-high 285 yards and four touchdowns against the Aggies last year. So fingers crossed he doesn't do that again this season. Kickoff is tomorrow night at 6:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 5:30 right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. Well, speaking of rivalry week, things officially kicked off last night as Ole Miss upset number 14 Mississippi State 31-28 in the Egg Bowl. Today, 12th-ranked TCU hosts Baylor at 11 a.m., the same time that number 2 Miami visits Pitt and Houston entertains Navy. 15th-ranked UCF will take on number 9-1 South Florida at 2:30, and Texas Tech square off at 7 o'clock in Austin. Now, number 25 Virginia Tech will head to Virginia at 7 as well, and Cal and UCLA wrap up things at 9:30 out in L.A. On the basketball court, the 16th-ranked Aggies are back at home tonight as they entertain Pepperdine in a matchup at Reed Arena. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. Phillip Rivers threw for 434 yards and three touchdowns, and the L.A. Chargers beat the fading Dallas Cowboys 28-6 yesterday. Dak Prescott had yet another bad outing, throwing for just 179 yards and two interceptions.
We're in a funk or whatever you want to call it, and it's not fun to be in. We've just got to figure out ways to get out of it, as you said, me individually and just this offense collectively. We got to get back to work and continue to do that and just, like I said, figure out what's going on and get out of this.
Dak and the boys dropped to 5-6, and they've now dropped three straight, all by 20 points or more. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2012 Kia Forte. It's a four-door car with a low price of $69.84. Now, this is a great car for somebody who just got their license, looking for a first car, a safe car. Well, this 2012 Kia Forte is the best for it. Again, it's a four-door car, a low price of $69.84. You can't beat that. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
If you want the guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station, look no further than the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Whether you're planning a dinner or night out on the town with friends or want to learn about new business ventures in BCS, Brazos Life is the guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2018 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God asked, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Jeremiah 2 and verse 32. It's hard to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding gown. After all, brides spend long hours looking for and trying on dresses to find the right one. As hard as it is to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding dress, it's even harder to imagine someone forgetting God. After all, it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. Acts 17 and verse 28. Without the loving gift of His Son, we would all be perishing in our sins. John 3 and verse 16. We encourage you to come and remember God with us at the BCS Church of Christ. Our building is located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Shop local first.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I just have my baby today.
While playing against the Detroit Lions Thursday, Minnesota Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin pulled up his jersey to reveal a special request. A handwritten message on his undershirt read, "I just had a baby boy. What should we name him?" Fans took to Twitter to share ideas. One suggested Everson Griffin. Another jokester suggested Griffin McGriffin Face. The NFL UK asked, how about a good old-fashioned British name like Oliver, Harry, or George? The athlete's plea became a top-trending Twitter moment. Griffin and his wife welcomed their third child hours before the game. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
NFL UK, really?
Yeah, what is that?
Really? Okay, that's just so we'd know that you're out there, huh?
Okay,
that you,
yeah.
You
thanks,
really,
guys.
Truly exist. Okay, so what? All right, so, well, you may maybe you don't have to go to work today. Maybe you do, if you do. We always want to give you something that makes you the smartest person in the break room. You may be the only person in the
right.
break room today.
Right.
Crayola is the mix of two French words. Crayé, which means chalk, and oleageux, which means oily.
Interesting.
Oily chalk.
Oily chalk.
Crayola.
Crayola.
8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Drive.